What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. Check 1 2 1 2. Check 1 2 1 2. I guess we live now. I can see the audio. I know that we live now. I know that the audio is right and exact. It was something I had to update before. So we live. This is Doggy Diamonds, No Filter, but we live on YouTube. So if you listen to this back on the playback, on the Audio Boom, on the iTunes, on the Stitcher, on the Castbox, on the Google Play, on all those streaming platforms, on Spotify, this is live on YouTube. So I'm taking the audio from my YouTube and putting it through all those services. So you're going to hear this on a playback. But I just had a few things that I just wanted to address real quick. You know what I'm saying? And I had to get this out. Shout out to everybody who's going to come in on the chat room. I see y'all. I will acknowledge y'all later on. But let me just get all my shit off real quick, because I had some shit that I wanted to say. You know, and I've been holding this for about, like, you know, a little while now. But I just had to say it. I hit the microphone. What the hell is wrong with me? I had to say some things. First and foremost, the name of everything that I do is either Doggy Diamonds TV, Doggy Diamonds No Filter, which means what? It's my shit. That means that I do what I want, say what I want, how I want, about who I want at any given time. Now, where I moved on with myself and where I'm at this stage in my life, I don't feel like I have to diss people or go at people to better myself or you know, get further. That's why I kind of toned down a little bit. I used to be a little bit more radical, a little bit more going in, a little bit more, you know, opinionated on certain things. I kind of fell back from a lot of that shit because I don't want people to think that I need to do that in order to get lit. You know, so I be falling back. It's a lot of shit I could speak on. I could go live every day like everybody else, having topics, talking about if it rained too hard, it's raining because of this, or this person said this on Instagram. I don't be doing all that mixy shit because I don't care about none of that. And I ain't no bitch, so I don't be sitting around gossiping about dudes. You know what I'm saying? I don't care about none of that shit. So I could be doing that. Shout out to those who do that. If that's what they do to feed their family or to feed whatever, I'm not here to say that that's right or wrong. I'm just saying that's not what I'm into. I'm into getting content. I'm into actually speaking to the person and letting them say what's on their mind. Now, it's times where I might interview people and I'm trying to extract certain things out of them that I know behind the scenes that you don't know as the listening audience. So a lot of times y'all might hear me say shit or hear me probe certain things and you don't even know certain shit that I know. And I know that certain guests that I have are holding back sometimes and I'm trying to get them to say to me, say to you what they might have said to me in private. So that's what I'm trying to do. So I just wanted to address this. People coming in my comments saying, oh, you hate on Hov, you got something against Hov. First of all, I don't know that man. I seen him around. I met him one time slightly with Foxy Brown and Beach Street Records in about 1996. About 96 or 94, I'm not sure, but it might have been 96. So I don't know that man to hate on him. First of all, he's from Brooklyn. So if you know anything about me, I'm biased to my borough. I don't hate nobody from my borough. I show everybody from Brooklyn love, unless they do some sucker shit that I don't like and then I don't fuck with them no more. And then I don't care where you from. You just in that sucker box to me. So I don't have nothing against him. But if somebody has a gripe with Jay-Z, right? Because I'm not calling him Hov, because calling him Hov, that's mean calling him God, meaning that saying that he's my God. He could be a God, but he ain't my God. So if you call somebody Jehovah and Jehovah is God, then that's like calling him your God. He ain't my God. So I'm not calling him Hov. His name is Jay-Z. So let's just get that shit straight. So all that you hating on him, how the fuck am I hating on him if I'm interviewing somebody? I interview Calvin Klein. Calvin Klein didn't even diss him, but it's certain information that I was trying to get out that you as a listening audience don't know about that I'm trying to get out. So the way I ask questions and the way I do this, first of all, I started this shit on this whole interview shit. So don't tell me how to do shit. Straight up and down, because I know what the fuck I'm doing when it comes to interviews and all that shit. So cut it out. Now, next thing. How am I hating on him if somebody like a DaHaven, he got issues with Jay-Z. what platform could he go on and speak on his gripes with Jay-Z? You name him, where could he go? The only person that'll probably take his story is Vlad. But everybody else, Jay-Z is in their pocket. They in Jay-Z pocket. Let's just keep it real. Just name them. Name all the podcast names. Maybe Joe Button might keep it a buck. Maybe Star might keep it a buck. But everybody else is in Jay-Z pocket. So you can't go nowhere. So people come to me. When people have grievances, they know I'm not in the bed with none of these rappers. I don't care about none of these rappers. I'm not nobody's friend. I'm not trying to cover for nobody or none of that shit. If you foul and you did some foul shit, we gonna put it out there, whatever. It ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm just the fucking vehicle. I'm not a person that's trying to protect people. Now, I had a situation where I did an interview with Bully. That Bully interview was a little bit more deeper because my people is around Jadakiss right now. My people, my family, my big cousins, my OGs is around Jadakiss. So it was a conflict of interest for me because if he get into it with Bully people, then that's my family fighting over some shit that I started. So I had to, you know, fall back from that. That's about it. But all that, yo, you hating on Hov, or you always got some shit to say about him. Yo, shut the fuck up, because y'all don't even care about him. Y'all just want to say something because you can, because you got a mouth. And I'm just here to tell you, shut the fuck up, because I don't care. I'm going to do what I want. I don't care who it is. I don't care who the rapper is. I'm going to do what I want and say what I want. I'm going to interview who I want to interview. I was interviewing, look back on Forbes, I interviewed Ja Rule when nobody wanted to fuck with him. When everybody was scared of 50 Cent, when everybody was on some G-Unit shit, I was like, fuck it. Ja Rule may hit records. I like his records. I'm not biased. I'm going to interview Ja Rule, and I don't give a fuck who don't like it. I did that. So this new wave of everybody podcasting, everybody in media, they think they know what you should and shouldn't be fucking doing based off of nothing. Based off of nothing. I'm not here to smile and joke with these rap niggas and be with them. And I'm not a rapper. I'm not trying to do songs with niggas so I'm being friends with niggas. I'm not trying to be friends with niggas so I could get an interview with them. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to do me regardless. That's what this is all about. Independent. I could do me. I could do whatever the fuck I want whenever I feel like it. And this ain't even no anger shit. This is just real talk. I just had to just keep it a buck because y'all... Not y'all, because, you know, my real, real, true blue supporters, people who rock with me, know what it is. You know what I'm saying? I keep it a buck at all times. You know what I'm saying? I keep it a buck at all times. People have became biased in this shit, so they be fucking picking and choosing who they want to fuck with. Me, I salute everybody. I salute everybody, from the smallest artist to the biggest artist. I'm not biased. I don't care if you sold one record or you sold a million. You get treated the same. If you got a story, yo, let's put it out to the world because everything is inspiring to somebody else. So people want to say, yo, this person this person that. Yo, shut up, man. Shut up. I don't need to interview somebody who sold 10 million records. You already know their fucking story. I want to listen to a person who might have sold 100,000 and lost their deal or whatever the case may be because that's what people need to know. Straight up and down. I don't got to get up here and I'm not explaining myself first and foremost, but I'm just letting some shit go. I'm setting the record straight because a lot of times people be like, oh, niggas do anything for views. First of all, whenever you put your content out to the world, you do it for views. If you put a picture up, you did it for likes. Because why else did you do it? You put a picture up, it's for likes. You put a video up, it's for views. You put a video up in... On any social media, you did it for views. If not, you would keep it to yourself. You know what I'm saying? That's what you do this shit for. I don't have to talk about mental health. Now you see everybody talk about mental health, even though they went through some shit mentally, but it was cool to hide it. I was the first person talking about it. Mental health. I still talk about it to this day because that shit is real. Many of my people are afflicted by it. I have been. And many of my people still going through shit behind our loved ones being murdered when we was younger. It's still affecting them to this day. I still speak to my brothers and my homies every day about some of our loved ones who got murdered in the street. Whether it was their brother, our best friends, our homies. That's what we talk about. So I want the world to know that. I don't got a front. I don't gotta lie. I don't gotta be this person for some type of status quo for a bunch of people I don't even fucking know. I see people donating to people who's sitting there playing fucking video games. I'm independent. All this shit you see is me. I put all this shit together. Me. And then I had two brothers come in that do all the camera work and help me with other things behind the scenes, who's always with me. It's us three conquering the world. DJ Big Inf kicked in with a lot of things too. But I don't have a team. It ain't 20 niggas. Ain't no corporate sponsors here. I don't got no big ass sponsors. I don't got none of that shit. And I still make it happen. Still competing. Look at these numbers. I don't got no bots. I don't got no fake shit. I ain't fronting. I'm just saying all this to say that a lot of people got a lot to say, but you're not even adding on. You're not even adding on. You're just taking away. And the shit that be killing me, it's my own people. It's black people who hate me the most, who show the most hate. But we live in a world where we're being taught that the white man is the devil. The white man is, the white man that. White man don't come on my post and be like, fuck you, I'ma slap you, I'ma kill you. White people don't do that shit. It's y'all motherfuckers, the so-called black people who care about black people. Fuck you hating on me for? I ain't do nothing personally to you. Like when I be seeing dudes, when the situation was like somebody like 6ix9ine got robbed or and kidnapped, and I be seeing other rappers get kidnapped. I mean, not kidnapped, robbed or whatever the case may be. And motherfuckers be like, yo, that's good for them and all that shit. What type of hating ass shit is that to say it's good for somebody to get robbed and shot? What type of sucker shit is that? Y'all niggas is suckers for that shit. You'll never say it's fucking cool for somebody to get robbed or shot or hurt if they ain't do nothing to you personally. They ain't your personal enemy. You just mad at their celebrity status or whatever their status is. You do for them fucking say it's good for them. How's it good for somebody that's not a rapist, pedophile, or the dude who even fucking killed the black woman on the train recently? And they peacefully arrested him. You know what I'm saying? And ain't nobody out there saying it's good that he got arrested. I don't hear a peep from nobody with that shit. But when an artist or somebody gets shot or something, it's good for them. What type of shit is that? That's some sucker shit. That's why I say keep all that sucker shit away from me. Keep all that hating ass shit away from me. I don't like it. I'm on a different plane. My blessings have been I'm happy that they are. I'm not the same person I was last year. I damn sure ain't the same person I was 2 or 3 years ago. I'm into ascension right now, going to new heights, new levels, mentally, physically, spiritually. All that sucker hating shit, I ain't got no time for that shit. That's why I stay away from a lot of people. I stay away from a lot of things. My phone ring, I don't answer it for certain people because the level that they on, they bringing me down. You can't bring me them up. You can't bring me down. Fuck that. I'm on my way up. No Fat Joe, Remy, or French Montana. But I'm on my way up. I got big announcements to make. Big moves I'm making behind the scenes that I'm making on my own. Busting my ass. Providing a way for other people to be inspired to do this shit. You think these motherfuckers ain't inspired by me? Because they got bigger names? Who was doing it before them? All I say is, oh, you been doing this for this long and you ain't shit. How the fuck you know what I got and what I don't got? Because I don't pull out watches on you. I don't pull out cars on you. I don't pull out jewelry and clothes. That means I don't have shit. I got my sanity. I got my sanity. I got my health. That's all that matter to me. I got my family. That's all that matter to me. Give a fuck what you think about what I have or don't have. That's the problem with a lot of people. People go online every day to hate on somebody else. What the fuck is wrong with you? Every day I see somebody post talking negative about somebody. Wishing bad on people. How the fuck you gonna wish bad on somebody else? Put in that work then. If you want something to happen to somebody, why don't you put in the work? I remember when Worldstar went down a few years ago and everybody knew the rivalry between Forbes EVD and Worldstar. You know, even though a lot of suckers from my borough in different places that I helped and looked out for. Well, that's another subject. We'll get into that one day, but that will be addressed one day, too. But anyway, when Worldstar went down, And 50 Cent was taking blame for putting, you know, making sure World Star went down. Everybody was hitting me up. Oh, I know you happy. Why am I happy? Because their website went down. I want to win fair and square. I want to win head up. I don't want they shit to go down and I win by default. That's not how you compete. I want to win head up. If I'm in a battle with somebody, I want to win head up. That's almost like waiting for somebody to get locked up or somebody to die so you can holler at their wife. I don't know this sucker time. I don't know this new sucker time people be on. I don't know nothing about that. It's some real sucker shit that be going on. I don't know nothing about that. That's not where I'm from. That's not how I was raised. That's not how I give it up. I'm not jealous of nobody. I don't want nothing that nobody has. I am genuinely happy for everybody. It ain't one person, not one person that I've ever spoke to in private or public that I haven't touched their life in a positive way. So a lot of times people be prejudging me and letting other people poison your mind about what type of person I am. That's bullshit. Because if you talk to me personally, you deal with me on a one-on-one basis, I try to help everybody, overextend myself because I want to see everybody genuinely win. It makes for a better community. It makes for a better world. It makes for everything good. I don't feel like anybody could take anything away from me. I don't feel like anybody is doing something, you know, to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like that, so I don't have to worry about fucking, you know, nobody being, you know, taking anything away from me. I don't have to worry about that. I'm not insecure. I just see all this jealous shit. There's a lot of jealous shit. Look at 50 Cent and Floyd Mayweather. I never even seen no shit like that before. I never seen no shit like that before. Two people who claim to be best friends and brothers airing each other out like that. Now, the difference is that shit happens. People break, you know, break their friendship. And they air each other out. But how the fuck two rich black men who touch over hundreds of millions of dollars act like that in public towards one another? Start talking about each other, children and shit. Come on, man. Two motherfuckers who touch over, two black men who touch over hundreds of million dollars in this society. Putting each other business out there and talking about each other, children. It's cool when you got something to say about that man. You tired of him, you know, whatever. Y'all not getting along, whatever. But when you start talking about each other, children, or you want to do physical harm to each other, come on, man. That shit ain't gangster. It ain't about being gangsters, because people think gangster is some street shit. Oh, you know, I shoot him, I stab him, I slap him, I get niggas to jump. That ain't gangster shit. Gangster shit is knowing when to walk away, knowing that you're going to throw your life away for some stupid shit. And just saying, yo, you know what? Whatever. And keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I do agree that Mayweather been taking a high role, but I don't know what Mayweather been doing behind the scenes. We don't know. This is what I'm saying. We don't know. I don't care. I don't think that shit should be in public. Know what I'm saying? I don't think that shit should be in public. I always been on some no women and no children shit. I'm not talking about nobody. Girl, first of all, I will never in my life show a screenshot of anybody's conversation. Straight up and down. I will never tape nobody's phone conversation. I will never screenshot nobody's text. I just would never do that. It's not where I'm from. That's how many of us wasn't raised to be like that. But we in this new era. We in this new era where hate is normal. When niggas get up every day to hate on somebody that they don't have a personal gripe with. Sometimes people have personal issues. I get it. Personal issues. This person did XYZ to you. You mad. Nobody could tell you when to get over it. Nobody could tell you when to move on. Yo, you hear how you hear. Sometimes I see people talking about shit. I be like, yo, that's just him venting. He got to get it off. She got to get it off the way they got to get it off. But I don't know how somebody is affected by what somebody else do. I just tell people to get help. Just get help. Does shit bother you that much? Get help. But you got to get it out. You got to vent. But I'm at the point where, yo, I built this shit how I built my shit on my own. Nobody can tell me what the fuck to do. And I'm tired of my people being on some fucking sucker shit. You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, we supposed to blame the fucking, we supposed to blame the Jews, the white, we supposed to blame all that people. But let me keep it real with y'all. The people who try to help me the most, the people who try to help me the most, guess what they were? They were so-called white people. They were so-called Jewish people who tried to help me the most, who genuinely was like, yo, I respect you and what you do. How can I help you? Wasn't no none of my people. All my people who I ever asked for help shitted on me. This is a fact. Everybody. Even up to last week. I had a guy on Facebook. I'm not going to put his name out there. But he said to me, bro, anything that I can help you with, I will buy a motherfucking Amazon gift card and give it to you if you need it. I was like, wow, but this is the person I'm supposed to hate. This is the dude I'm supposed to hate because of his complexion. I'm supposed to hate him. What did he get for that? He just liked the content. He's not telling me to change my message. He's not telling me to do anything. He just liked the content. You know what I'm saying? That shit is crazy to me. Here it is. I'm independent. I got shirts. You see my shit right there. Shop DoggyDiamondsTV.com. I don't see people fucking buying my shit. People don't buy my shit. People don't support my shit. I can make any all types of shit. I see niggas buying shit that's faded. All types of fuck shit. People do that. I say, okay, cool. I don't whine. I don't complain. I just do me. I'm going to keep doing it on and on. But it's like I got to be a fuck nigga or a foul nigga for people to actually fuck with you. That's what you got to be. The more foul you are, the more disrespectful you are, the more ways you are that's fucked up, that's what people support. I'm not going to be like that. That's just not me. It's not me to get on here every day and shit on somebody. I don't have to shit on nobody else on YouTube. I don't have to shit on nobody else on YouTube. People have made mad videos about me on YouTube. Do you see me responding to them? No. I don't respond to them because I know that they hurting. I know that they hurting in many ways. Poverty makes people desperate. Poverty makes people do all types of shit. I'm not going to be grimy because the only way I know how to be grimy, somebody going to get fucking hurt. It ain't no YouTube video. I'm not on that time. That's that little boy shit. And then the funniest shit is that people think that this is a diss. When they call you old, first of all, I don't have to justify my age. I don't have to say how old I am. This shit is corny. I ain't fucking 50. I ain't 45. I ain't none of that shit. But I see people, oh, you this old. Nigga, you think that shit bothers me? We live to age. Aging is the best thing that can happen to you. With age come wisdom. That's why I'm here and I'm surviving. A lot of y'all little dumb niggas gonna die out here because you stupid. And I'm trying to show you how not to be stupid. All you could do is call me old. What type of stupid shit is that? We live to the age. That's the best thing about life. It's to age and experience different things and travel and see the world. I'm not fronting for nobody. I ain't trying to show off for nobody. You know how much if I wanted to, I could show off? That shit is corny to me. That shit is corny to me. Insecure. I don't do things to shit on people. I don't do things to make people feel less than because I have shit. I try to motivate and inspire people. First and foremost, the first thing that you got to get together is your mental state, your physical state, and your spirit. Everything else going to come. The money going to come if that's what you want. The women, whatever, the men, whatever you into, that's what's going to come. Straight up and down. All this other shit, don't do it for the views, or don't talk about this, or why you talking about that, or don't interview this. Listen, man, shut up. Do what I want to do. This my shit. I ain't on Tidal. I ain't on Revolt. I ain't on Power. I ain't on Hot 97. I do me. All that shit. Over 100,000 subscribers. Got my YouTube plaque. Do whatever I want to do without all these big ass corporate entities. So if, until you can do that, shut the fuck up. Don't compare me with somebody else. Compare me with you. Compare me with you, because that's almost like saying, your big brother beat me up. Yeah, your big brother probably would, but for now, I'm going to fuck you up. So you're going to have to get your big brother. Stop trying to compete with people with other people's shit, because you have nothing. I don't tell you how to push that mop. I don't tell you how to fry those fries. I don't tell you how to sit in that cubicle. I don't tell you how to do shit. I let everybody be their self. Let everybody be the individual of how you do how you do. Anybody who holler at me, I keep it a buck with it all the time. Sometimes I think I might be too nice, even though I'm looked at as some evil, mean individual. But sometimes I might be too nice. But I don't know how else to be. I don't know how to be no sucker. I don't know how to be evil, mean, malicious, and vindictive. I don't know how to be like that because I'm not unhappy. Even all the trials and tribulations that I've been through, I don't know how to be vindictive. I don't know how to be bitter. I don't know how to be angry at people. I just know how to just keep it moving. Yo, you know what? Fuck it. Victim of nothing, survivor of many things. I don't look at shit fucking, I don't look at things from the perspective of a victim. Like I've been victimized and people doing shit. Because if I do look at shit from the perspective of a victim, then I have to start getting angry. And when you get angry, only one thing happens. I don't get angry and make YouTube angry videos. I don't get angry and tweet and type in all caps. You know what I'm saying? I fucking straight up and down. Listen, man. But that nigga's a sucker. I don't even want to mention his name. But it's many other people that was hating on me. But like I said, the funny thing about it is that where are these people at? Where are these people at? You know what I'm saying? Where are these people at? I salute everybody. I showed everybody love. You know what I'm saying? Nah, because see, listen, I don't deserve a bigger platform because everybody's on YouTube. Everybody, look at everybody who do podcasting, where they at? They on YouTube, right? It's not about the platform. It's about the people that support. That's what I'm talking about. It's not about the platform. Revolt is not a big platform because Revolt is on YouTube. You understand what I'm saying? Revolt is on YouTube. Everybody's on YouTube just like me. It's all about the support of the people. Everybody's on YouTube. That's where I'm at. Everybody's on iTunes. Everybody is on Audio Boom. Everybody's on. I'm there too. It's just the people support, sharing, liking. And I'd rather have a comfortable 10,000 people who keep it a buck than a bunch of fake ass people. I don't want fake fair weather people. People who's here today and going tomorrow when I do something that they don't like. Oh, fuck me. Nah, we ain't into that. I like true blue supporters. I don't like fans. Fans, you know, fans are depending on what the temperature is, that's where it blow. If you look at a fan when it's hot, it blow hot air. When it's cold, it blow cold air. Fans go on whatever the temperature is. A supporter is going to be doing whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I rock with supporters, people who support me. I don't even be, yo, listen, man, I don't even be pushing as hard as I could because, yo, people got lives too. You know what I'm saying? People, I can't be asking people for money. Motherfuckers is fucked up out here. So whatever little Patreon I get, the people who support, whatever donations I get, people support, yo, I'm happy with that. I'm not here to apply pressure on nobody. I'm going to do me regardless. Some people are chosen. It's some people destiny to be great. I feel like I'm chosen. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's my destiny to be a certain way. That's why I keep going. But look at the negativity that people are attracted to. And sometimes you're almost forced to get drugged into that fucking mud. But when you sling mud, mud get on you. When you go down in that filth, filth get on you. I don't want that shit on me. I don't want that mud on me. I don't want that shit. I'm just going to do me, do my interviews, do my content. I got so much shit going on. So much shit behind the scenes that's going to make people say, holy shit. that I work hard for every day of my life. Any of my homies that's trying to get record deals, I make sure niggas get deals, get situations. Any of my people, ask them. People hit me, yo, what's good? Yo, you need such and such? All right, let me make a call. Anybody ask me for anything, let me make a call. Pull up here, I'm there. That shit don't be reciprocated for me. I still don't complain. I just do me. But I just hate, I don't like that hating shit. It's just too much of that shit. You know what I'm saying? I never talked about the Charlamagne situation because I don't have all the facts. I'm still getting all the facts. And there's certain shit that's getting put on people that until I know everything, I'm not speaking about it. I jumped the gun in certain other situations. And when I jump the gun, I end up looking like a fucking asshole. So I just ain't doing that no more. But then again, like I said, I'm not here. That's not what my media is about. My media is not about talking about people all the time. This shit is about me. That's why this shit say Doggy Diamonds, No Filter, featuring. Whether I got a guest or not, I'm still going to talk. I'm still going to do me. You know what I'm saying? I'm still going to do me. Whether I got a guest or not, my shit is not about guests. It's not about somebody else. I can talk for 2 hours straight, keep it a buck. Don't have to have no fucking, I don't have to have no fucking guests to make me tick. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, and listen, I'm not pressed. This is what I'm trying to tell you. I'm not pressed. I'm not twisted. I'm not fucked up in the game. I'm just on some, I'm not understanding the hate from people. People telling other people what they can and can't do with their platform, what they should and shouldn't be doing, and they built nothing. I'm confused by that shit. Could I go to a fucking architect and tell them certain shit? You know what I'm saying? And then when I see people in my shit that I deem to be a motherfucking hater or talk shit, yo, I just block you. Fuck out of here. I ain't got to stress you. You know what I'm saying? It ain't a, yo, I don't let nobody, I don't let nothing get to me. This is what I'm saying. I don't, listen, if y'all knew mentally what I was on, I don't come down. I'm only bringing people up. I'm just telling y'all because it's shit that I go through that people who want to do what I do or aspiring to do what I do or doing what I'm doing or going to do what I'm doing or doing what I'm doing, this is what you're going to have to go through. You got to get through that shit. Come on, I've been in this shit too long to be letting, I don't let nothing get me down. You never heard me say, yo, I'm quitting, I'm tired of this shit, blah, 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 whatever. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. It is what it is. I do what the fuck I want to do. That's what I'm saying. Fly out the country tomorrow if I want to. But it ain't about none of that shit. I talk about mental health. I talk about physical health. Ain't nobody is talking to y'all about shit like that. Nobody's saying about exercise and losing. Nobody talking to y'all about shit like that. Nobody give a fuck about y'all. But I'm just saying, people really, really care about negativity. Look at the views on certain shit that's negative. You know what I'm saying? Look at the shit that's negative. Look at the shit that might be positive about mental health or your physical health or what. Nobody give a fuck about that shit. And then there's people who saying don't do it for the views. And if they don't get certain views on their pictures or certain likes on their pictures, they erase it for another day. This shit is, come on, man, cut it out. Society is all fucked up right now. But I ain't keeping y'all all fucking day. You know what I'm saying? I'm just on some other shit. I'm chilling. Ali Vegas, motherfucking 2.2 million views. The fuck you gonna tell me? Don't nobody, independently, got 2.2 million views on nothing that they did. Nobody. Nobody. So it is what it is. I do me. And this shit, I'm going to keep it real with y'all. You know what shit was inspired by? This shit was inspired by, I was looking today, Heal Up Sue Surf. I seen Sue Surf, you know, got into an unfortunate incident. And I seen everybody saying, oh, why y'all reporting Sue Surf got shot and all that shit? Because he fucking got shot. What else they supposed to do? They people could say whatever the fuck they want. Who the fuck is people to tell people what they could talk about? When you got these dickheads talking about all types of shit. Do anybody tell TMZ what they could talk about? I don't see nobody go at TMZ head. TMZ do whatever the fuck they want. Ruin many lives. And people still tune into TMZ. But when it comes to independent black media, everybody got something to fucking say. Fuck out of here. Me, I'm doing what I want. Saying what I want about who. I ain't nobody fucking homie. No, I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? TMZ done ruined mad lives. Demi Lovato is a fucking, you know, get well soon and all that shit. But people call Lamar Odom a fucking crackhead. Like I did. I was like, yo, Lamar Odom on some crackhead shit. But when it's somebody else, oh, that's fucked up. They need help. Come on, man. People be picking and choosing who the fuck they want to support and who they want to be fucking have sympathy for. You know what I'm saying? Look at homie slit the black woman throat. And he get peacefully arrested. And the dude, Eric Gardner, selling a Lucy and get thrown on the ground and choked out by like 6 cops. They don't give a fuck about us. And the fucked up shit is that we don't give a fuck about us. That's why they do. That's why they treat us like that. Because look how we treat each other. And we treat each other like that because of how they treat us. How they started treating us. And that shit has been transferred so long. It just keep going, 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 going. Ongoing cycle. People say shit about me. I don't respond. Don't care. But everybody got a breaking point. Know what I'm saying? Everybody got a breaking point. And if niggas was real, they keep it real. They say real shit, but they don't. Because real is not what you say, it's what you do. I said to you earlier, gangsters not no shooting, stabbing, killing. Gangsters knowing when to hold them, when to fold them, when to walk away, when to say, yo, you know what? Fuck that shit. I ain't even stressing that shit. You know what I'm saying? But again, some of us are trained and came up being, you know, Pan-Africanist, you know, being pro-black. But it's all black people attacking me every fucking day. Ain't that some shit? I'm supposed to hate everybody else but black people. But everybody else ain't the one. Of course we know the system of white supremacy is a system that's in place. So we're not going to act like it don't exist. You know what I'm saying? Because it does exist. But I don't think they supreme to me. But it's kind of tough when you got them trying to help you in your endeavors and your own people who can help you don't. Shit is crazy to me. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, this is what I'm going to leave y'all with. I'm about to get the fuck out of here. I got to go get a haircut. I got an interview to do tomorrow at the office. I also got to go to the doctor, do my blood work. I go to the doctor. You know what I'm saying? I do blood work. I don't let them fill me up with a bunch of pills and no shit. But I go check on my health. I mean, I feel like, yo, everybody go to the doctor, get your checkups. You know what I'm saying? Get your blood pressure checked, your sugar checked, your heart. Do everything you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Get your motherfucking checkups. Make sure you in good health. Make sure you in good mental health. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you go get your checkup. Because you just never know what you're dealing with. And if you know what you're dealing with, you know how to fight shit. And many of y'all are in good health. So you ain't got to worry about shit. You know what I'm saying? But just go make sure anyway. So I'm going to the doctor tomorrow. Do my blood work like I do every 6 months. You know what I'm saying? I got new interviews on the channel. And I got mad shit coming out. You know what I'm saying? I just had a few things that I wanted to say. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I need to go to the damn eye doctor too because I wear glasses. And I don't like wearing them. But make sure y'all, you know, just chill out, man. Read some books. You know what I'm saying? Meditate on a lot of shit and relax. You know what I'm saying? Don't let what's going on in this society and this community suck you in to where you start being a sucker. If you see some shit that you know is some sucker shit, stay away from that shit. You see somebody who's a bona fide hater, who's always hating on somebody, stay the fuck away from them because you're not exempt from getting that. You know what I'm saying? I don't get up to talk about men in a negative way every day. When I'm doing my journalism, certain things happen. But other than that, I don't get up every day on Twitter and Instagram and all that shit to just talk about. I don't give a fuck about that shit. I be in the crib chilling, reading books, working on shit. That's what my life is about. It's not about other men or other women. And being women DMs and trying to use these platforms to get women and all that shit. I ain't into all that shit. I ain't on the computer looking for no fucking love connection. You know what I'm saying? If you hang around motherfucking five idiots, guess what that make you? The sixth one. So everybody who I'm around, everybody in my circle is here to lift me up and to keep me up. Not pull me down. I don't hang around losers and fucking snakes and all that shit. I don't deal with that. So that's why a lot of people, I don't have them on my platform no more. I don't fuck with them because I see them for what the fuck they are and they fucking full of shit. So I don't have them on my platform so much. You might see them on other channels talking, but they ain't never going to be on my shit again. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. So I'm Doggy Motherfucking Diamonds, the interview KING. Shop.DoggyDiamondsTV.com for all my merchandise. Getting the fuck out of here. And I don't give a fuck because niggas don't want to see me in no way. And I've been ignoring a lot of people for a long time. But listen, when we out walking around, out and about, when we out in traffic, it's a whole different game. We ain't going to do no YouTube shit. So if I got a motherfucking issue with you, we ain't going to do no YouTube diss videos. We going to talk like men. Men talk. I'm not always right. You know what I'm saying? I'm not always right. If I do something that I harm somebody or I said something that they might have took to be malicious, let's talk about it. I'm not always right. Let me know. I believe in accountability and responsibility. If I did and said something that might have looked like I was talking about you or looked like I was hurting you, then let me know. I'm going to apologize because I might not have had no malicious intent, but it might have affected you. So I can apologize. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here for fucking gossip. I'm not here to fucking mention niggas' names either. So I don't care about them enough. I ain't giving nobody no fame off my shit so people could fucking at reply. Even that shit. I hate when niggas be doing that shit. People say something about somebody on social media or something and people be fucking fucking at reply to person. Oh, somebody else to block up out of here. Yo, I just be getting people off my shit. I'm telling you, I put people out their misery. You got something negative to say? Yo. You gotta go. Put you out of your misery. But yeah, I gotta go get my hair cut. Got a doctor's appointment, 11 a.m. in the morning. I gotta fast tonight. I can't eat nothing after 12. So I might be a little grumpy behind that. So let me eat all I could. Shout out to everybody that's listening. All the haters. Do what you gotta do. You know what I'm saying? Get that hate up out your fucking blood because it's gonna kill you. On that note, I'm Doggy Diamonds. I'm the fuck up out of here. I got work to do. Y'all take care of yourself. Y'all chill. Y'all enjoy. Don't let the motherfucking haters and the angry people. Because real people who happy don't be motherfucking I am always grumpy sometimes. I ain't gonna front. I be grumpy. All right. I gotta get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this.